The Prime Minister's day in Perth was focused on what Labour believes are the two top concerns for voters in Western Australia. Those issues are the mining tax and asylum seekers. Julia Gillard has worked both issues into Labour's emerging theme for the election campaign, Going Forward Together. Indeed, much of what she said and did in the Western capital felt like the campaign proper. David Webber reports.
The Prime Minister told a business breakfast gathering that the purpose behind the new mining tax was to provide certainty.
I indicated that my government would throw open its doors, and in return I asked mining industry leaders to open their minds. This is the style of leadership that I'm committed to. The government I lead will address difficult questions in a spirit of mutual respect and with a shared commitment to move forward. We will consult, listen, and encourage people to give their best.
Ms Gillard gave a guarantee that the proposal that's been agreed to will not be changed by Labor if it's re-elected. But it was the prospect of oil exploration and mining off the coast of Margaret River that stimulated a colourful protest. Members of the WA Conservation Council and Margaret River residents got to their feet and revealed T-shirts with letters spelling out, "Fish, not oil."
Okay. Thank you very much. And as a former education minister who was so rigorous about national testing, I'm very happy to see the correct spelling being displayed. That's great. We're all about standards and rigour and quality when it comes to education.
During the day, Julia Gillard was confronted by protesters angry about the government's policy on asylum seekers. But it was a man with an egg who caused a security scare. As the Prime Minister entered the ABC building in East Perth, an egg was thrown at her. It narrowly missed and hit a security guard. The man who allegedly threw the egg was taken into custody outside the building. Minutes later, on ABC Radio, the Prime Minister turned the incident around to support her message on open discussions on asylum seeker policy.
I did see something fly past, and I've met the lady who was coming in who ended up with the egg on the back of a raincoat, fortunately, so she'll be able to wipe it off. And I did apologise to her because I think, I don't think someone was throwing an egg at her, but she ended up copping the egg, but she was very gracious about it all.
I know it goes with the territory, but how do you feel about copping the brunt of someone's frustration that way?
Well, look, I don't think that makes any sense. I don't even know what it was about. I don't even know what they are frustrated about. So if people have got something to say to me, what I would obviously prefer is I'm always up for a frank conversation. I'm actually saying to the Australian people, I think one of the things that will take us forward with a greater degree of confidence is if, as a nation, we have, frankly, robustly, the national conversations we need as we shape our future.
Immediately after the interview, Ms Gillard went to South Perth in the marginal seat of Swan, where she met Labor's candidates for the federal election. There, she repeated her messages on asylum seeker policy and the government's efforts to develop a replacement for the super profits tax. She didn't have much to add to the egg-related incident.
Can I say the following? Stephen Smith, who's always quick-witted, has said to me that perhaps a Western Australian thought I needed to have some scrambled eggs this morning for breakfast. That might have been one motivation.
Police say the accused man was upset about rates of pay for employees. He's from North Beach and is a small business owner in his 50s. WA police say they weren't caught unawares and have denied a security breach occurred. Inspector Alan Adams.
Well, obviously the WA police don't see it as mildly amusing. It's a serious, It's an incident that's occurred that's required an immediate response, and that's been provided. In terms of him being on our radar, it's true that he wasn't. But in terms of, again, as I said, our response to the particular incident was swift, decisive and effective.
The man has been charged with assault.
David Webber.